Today's daf is daf nun beis, and we are holding at the two dots that are three lines above the bottom, the middle of the page. Maaseh b'chamesh nashim. Let's take a look once again at that story in the Mishnah, because I had some rather complicated pieces in it, which we were told that there was a story b'chamesh nashim u'behen shtei achayot. That was the part that we concentrated on before, that there were two of these women with sisters, and the question is what happens with Kiddushin that are either, according to some, the question is Kiddushin generally of Via, or it's according to Rabba, or at least we got a problem of Kosheino Mizah Hazeh, Filovatachateno, but that's what we focused on. But there is this whole other business about the fact that Liket Adam Echad Kalkalash of Te'inim, that somebody went ahead, took a whole bucket, a bushel of Te'inim, which belonged to them, but it was Shvid, and then he used that to make the Kiddushin. We didn't pay any attention to those details, but maybe it's time to start looking at them now. So Omar Rav says, Rav, look, the mission is pretty complicated, and the truth is, Shvamina Mimatitin Arba. There's four separate issues that the mission is addressing with the story. The Nakit Rav Biyadei Tlat, Rav was only able to incorporate in his teachings three out of the four. So, number one, Shema Mina HaMekadesh BePerot Shvi'it Mekudeshet. Number one is, Perot Shvi'it, although they are given to you for eating, they actually are yours, and you can use them for any purpose, even for being Mekadesh and Isha. And even though, really, that is a type of business, it's a transaction, it's a kinyan, you're not supposed to be kind of things with Perot Shvi'it. But nonetheless, if you did, it's certainly a proper kinyan. So that's number one. The other issue is, Shema Mina B'Kitcha B'Gezel Einam Mekudeshet. That if you use something that was stolen to be Mekadesh a woman, even though it was stolen from her, and the very fact that she accepts the Kiddushin is an indication that she's telling you, okay, keep it, use it for Kiddushin, that it wouldn't be Kiddushin. Why do I see that? Mimai. Miriktani shelahen haita vishal shvi'it haita. In other words, the only reason that I need to know here that it's shvi'it is really because it was theirs. So if it wouldn't be for the fact that it was shvi'it, so then if it was theirs, I wouldn't have been able to use it. So it's only because since it was Shvi'it, so actually it was Hefker, and he had been Liket. So therefore, it's only because of that. Harshar Shnei Shavuot, you try to pull this kind of shtick any other time, then of course you wouldn't be able to, because we wouldn't say that just because she said okay, that it means that she was willing to let you steal her things. We would say on the contrary, it's a good way to get it back. Vishmamina. The third thing that we see is that an Isha's Nasit Shliach L'Chavrata, you will recall there are certain people that we don't trust to report on the status of a woman that could end up getting her into trouble, like her husband having died and things like that. One of those people is a woman who is a co-wife who is very happy to get this other lady out of her life. And over here, these women are all going to be makabel kedushin at the same time, which means they're all going to be tzarot. So you might think that she's not good to be a shliach for Kabbalat Kiddushin. Because since she hasn't, this is why he doesn't understand the Kiddush meaning, since she never said, I am your shliach, they all told her, okay, why don't you be Mekabel Kiddushin for all of us? And she doesn't say when she's being Mekabel Kiddushin who she's being Mekabel for. So why don't we say, well, actually, she only had to mind herself. She was thinking the heck with all these others. Why would I want them? We said that since in the context she accepted that their shlichut, she said, okay, I'll take care of it. Then we don't say that means, even though Bistam, she was mekabelet for everybody. Okay, that's three things. What's the fourth thing? Vidach mahi. Well, the fourth thing is what we were discussing all day yesterday, which is Kiddushin Shenim Misurin Leviyah. That was the question about whether the Mishnah is telling us that if he's Mekadesh, one of two sisters, or one of the mother or the daughter, and he doesn't say which one, so then neither of them should be Mekadeshot, because anyway, the Kiddushin is a contradiction on its face, right? Because he's making a Kiddushin, it makes it impossible now for him to sleep with either of these women. So that was what it was, Kiddushin and Misurin Leviyah. So if that's what it was, why don't you say it? What do you mean, and Rav only managed to say three out of the four, say four out of four. No, well, you see, he couldn't say it, because you can't be sure. He didn't know whether Abaya's approach to the Mishnah was right or Rav's approach to the Mishnah was right. Remember, we had two completely different ways to read the Mishnah. One way to read the Mishnah was that the Reisha was talking about a problem of Kiddushin Shenim Misurin Leviyah. And when it said two sisters, what it meant is one out of two sisters, which becomes the equivalent of two sisters. because it's Kiddush Eid Mesir Leviya. That's how Rav understood it. Abaye said, no, that's not the way to understand. The way to understand is on the contrary. The Mishnah is only talking about a case where you were Mekadesh Bedavka too, but if you're Kaddish 1 out of 2, then the Kiddush would be Chal. Now, we went through, of course, the whole story, and we finally came out at Yufta on Rava. But as far as Rav was concerned, in the Mishnah proper, he wasn't certain how it was he was supposed to read it, and therefore there was no way that he could include it. But it's clear that the Mishnah is coming to address this. I'm not convinced one way or the other that Abaye is right or Rav is right, so I can't really tell you which way. So that was the fourth one. So the Nichshava, let's see that inside. Why doesn't Rav list that case? Well, because he didn't know who it was like. Now, when Rabbi Zera went up then, Gizalek Rabbi Zera Teretz Yisrael, he said over this Ma'amar of Rav, that there were these 4 points, including the thing about Gezel, and he said it over to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, what? I can't believe it. Mi'amar Rav, okay, Rav said that about Gezel? That it's not Mekudashet? What do you mean he said, did Rav say, V'hu lo amar? Well, Rabbi Yochanan himself didn't say, Rabbi Yochanan said exactly the same thing. What is he so amazed that Rav would say otherwise? Would say, I mean, the same. V'hu lo amar, v'amar Rabbi Yochanan, gozal v'lo nityashua ba'alim. Shnehem enam yecholim la'agdish. Zelafi sheno shalo, v'zelafi sheno b'reshuto. Somebody steals something. The ba'alim was not as yet mi'a'esh. It's done right in front of him. So the din is, neither of them, can neither the owner nor the Gazan can be magdish, the thing that was stolen. This guy doesn't belong to him, obviously can't be magdish. The other one can't be magdish because he doesn't have control over it. It's not his rishos. So that's exactly what's going on over here, basically. You stole something, now you want to use it to be makadish and isha. That's no different than being magdish. No, he wasn't saying, I can't believe Rav said that because it's so off the wall. He can't believe Rav said it, but he's so smart. Rav really agrees with me, wow. And that's what he meant. But is it true? Doesn't it say kitshav begezel, bechamas, or begneva? The difference, of course, gezel is where you take something by force. Chamas is where you take something by force, but you pay for it. And geneva is where you steal it. So if he does this, osher chatav sela miyada, or even if he takes a sela out of her own hand, hands it back to her for kedushin, the kitshav, mekudeshet. And you're saying, I'm a Kudasha. Well, that's talking about he stole it from her. Maybe that's different. Obviously, in a moment, we're going to point out that the case in the Mishnah was the same. But that's Gezel Didah. Well, what do you mean that's Gezel Didah? The last case was Gezel Didah. He grabs a coin out of her hand, so obviously, Oresha was talking about Gezel for somebody else. And you're telling me that in all of these cases, that the Gezel is a good way to make Kedusha. Shebechlal, the Reisha, the Gezel, the Alma, Askina. It was talking about Gezel just from another party. No. It's all one thing. Perushiko Mefarish, it's explaining itself. Kitsha, the Gezel, the Chamas, meaning what? Ketzat. Kegon, Shechatav, Selam, Yada, only where she was the victim of the Gezela. The Kitsha, Bo, and he was Bekadish, her, with what he stole from her. Yeah, so, but how does that help you anyway? The case that Rav was referring to in the Mishnah was a case of Gezel Didah. So how are you answering this? Well, Matnitin, the case that Rav said we see from the Mishnah, that Gezel doesn't work, was talking about Gezel from them. He stole the basket of figs from them. What? No, but if it hadn't been Shvias, it wouldn't have been Kiddush. That was Rav's deer, right? The women. The 5 women. Yeah. Because Amar Rav, Einam Mekudesh. Rav's Hodiyah was from the Mishnah where it was Aron. No, well, that's true, but where it says it's Mekudeshet, that's talking about Hadashadir, Hadaloshadir. So they talked about it. So in other words, he said, I'd like to marry you, and so on and so forth, and she was ready to marry him. So then, under the circumstances, he'd say, okay, fine, very cute, fine, keep it. I don't want a diamond ring anyway, so it'll be like a 5 and 10, 5 and 9 thing. You keep it. Give it to me. Okay, so over there in Achinami. So there she was Baikalim the Kedusha. But in a case where guy Stam goes over, steals something from somebody, she says, give that back. He says, will you be my wife? Just give it back. So fine, he gives it, she takes it. Doesn't mean she wants Kedusha. There was a woman who was in the middle of washing her legs, and this ended up being a beautiful Renoir painting and so on. But anyway, so this man comes along, He grabs a coin out of his friend's hands. He says, I got to have that girl. Vishodala, and he throws it to her, and he says, Mikadashli. Anyway, so then he went to find out whether it was a good Kiddush. It was sort of the passion of the moment, you know, but it was an irresistible picture. So so Rava said to him, there's no Kiddush. Let the Chashla lahad Rabbi Shimon. There's no one who is Choshesh for the case of Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Shimon's Shita is, that Stam Gzela Yush Ba'alim Havet. If you walk off with something from a guy in broad daylight and he's unable to recover it from you, it can't stop you from taking it. So Taina's Rabbi Shimon, that is Yush Ba'alim. The very fact that he couldn't stop you means he gives up. Now, the mimer of Rabbi Shimon is actually talking about a whole different thing, which is, who has the right if he steals something? Let's say the case that he's talking about, a guy grabs a skin, which is not yet a kli. Who can be mechashev it to be mekabel tuma? So he says that the goslin can be mechashev it letuma, because it's his. And here we're using that shita to, as a general din all over Shas, that Stam Gzela is called Yush Ba'alim. So over here, it would have been a good kedushin, since she apparently accepted it. And interestingly, the Ritva points out that the fact that she was sitting there washing her feet may be important to the story, not just to describe the man's passion, but because we might have thought that since she didn't give any indication, particularly one way or the other, and, you know, maybe she's busy doing something else. I mean, like, so there was no condition. Why would there be a condition? It's like throwing something at someone. Kamashmalan, that under these circumstances, we don't say that. Or if she didn't want the Kiddusha, there would have been some kind of responsiveness. We say Shtika Koda, even though she was doing this. Now, obviously, it could be specifically because of the particular Kiddushin-like context of the romantic setting, maybe. But in any event, it's not that we shouldn't ignore the case. I mean, this is rather strange where it tells us the setting. It shouldn't be all that important.
So she said nothing?
Right. So you might have thought she said nothing because she's busy taking a shower.
She had
a
protest if she wanted to say.
No, well, shtika kodo, we say. I mean, yeah, but again, it could be that the circumstances are romantic. Possibly, you know. Ahua Risa is another maisa where an oris and... What's
wrong? She said something like Tom Bumble met his wife.
Ahu orisa, the Kaddish b'muza d'shichmi, d'shamchi. There was an oris. An oris is a sharecropper. So he has a right to a certain percentage of the things that come out of that garden. And so he grabs basically a handful, or some say muza is talking about the heads of the onion. But so he's got these onions that he's holding individually in a hand, and he uses it to be Makadosh and Isha. Atalakami de Rava, he wants to check if this is a good Kedushin. Amar leis, Rava said to him, Manachalcha, I don't understand. Who was Meichel you, the other guy's part in these onions? Because this guy apparently said, Bimu Kadesha to me with this. In other words, maybe there is a Shavapruta in his piece of it, but that's not the point. The point is he gave it over. He said, Bimu Kadesha to me with these. What's the Rava awarding me with these? They're not yours. Because only a percentage of it is yours, did the guy say you could use his piece too. So therefore, you went ahead and you stole it, and you didn't give it to her. And that's Hanimila Bimuza, but this is only because he was holding the individual onions. Avokisha the Yarka. Let's say if it was in a container, it was in a wrapped, a bunch of onions. Then, since onions are generally sold that way, so they're sold in packages, bunches, so then Matsi Amarle, then he could say, look, when it comes to splitting the onions, of course, you're not going to trust me to take any onions that I want. You know, maybe I'm taking the best and leaving you the worst. Okay, but after we've packaged them, and basically the packages are worked out that, you know, you've got a certain percentage of good onions, a certain percentage of worse onions, you know, but once already it's in the kisha, so then I can take one, and if you want to say, I didn't tell you you could take that, Omalei, Ana Shakle Kisha. Look, I took a bundle. Shkilat Kisha, you take another bundle, okay? Kisha ki Kisha, they're all the same. So in that case, there can't be a hakpada of one shutaf on the other. Basically, that's what the oris is over here. But if you don't have a chaluka first, that's fair, then a shutaf can stop you. There was another guy who was a sarsaya. Sarsaya is also a kind of situation of the Aris. He is somebody that makes beer, and you bring him the ingredients. And for the making of the beer, he takes a percentage of the beer for himself. So he went ahead. And,
Microbreweries. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. The Kodesh Perfuma, the Shechra. So he went ahead and he took out, there's really some questions to what a Fruma. Rashi's here says Prusma, the Shechra. So the Prusma, the Shechra would be the leftover ingredients after they've already been used. And then, so it's more like a lotion of Fruma. Fruma meaning chopped up veggies. She is Fruma. Pruma di Arca. No. This is, yeah, I mean, it's the same, kind of the same word, but we would usually refer to produce as fruma. So after it was used, it still had some taste in it. So he used that. So the owner was upset, apparently, or was being supportive, perhaps. And he made a comment, and he said, boy, that's some way to marry a woman. Amailo tetev mehai harifa. Why don't you take some serious beer? I mean, if you're going to make division. So the question was that a supportive statement or was it an angry statement? Because we do have a similar case where somebody takes off truma for you and he takes off from good quality peyrot, and then you come and you say, gosh, you know, you could have taken better. So that could be saying, you idiot, and who told you to take off such good peyrot for truma? So it's a protest. Or it could mean, you know, I really would have liked to give the best. I mean, so how do we know? So over there, if there is better, then we say he's being serious. If there's no better, he's obviously being sarcastic. So after the coming to Rava, this guy comes to Rava to ask him, Omar, he said to him, this business of the indication where somebody says it's even better, lo omru kulach etzel yafot, elo le'inu truma bilvad. It's only by truma that we have this halacha that somebody can indicate what he wants by saying that. But in a case like this, he's simply trying to avoid embarrassment. So in the case of truma, we have the Tanya. Kitzar abru torem shalom midat truma, to truma. Hare shi yarat v'tov sedei chavero. Somebody goes into his friend's field, v'likate, and he collects some now of the peirot, or the tvua, v'toram shalom reshut. So im choshesh bishum gezel, if the Baal HaBayit would have been makbid on him, that what he was doing is like gizela, ein trumato truma, v'im lav trumato truma. And what is the objective indication if that's the case? Minayin haya yodea im choshesh v'shum gezel im lav, hare sheba Baal HaBayit umatzo. The Baal HaBayit would come up now, and he finds him, and he says to him, kolach etze yafot, go to better stuff than this. Im nimtzu yafot mi'am trumato truma. If there really was better, then the truma, it's taken to be a real statement. But if there was no better, then obviously he's being sarcastic. If the owner now himself got involved and he picked more stuff and he added to it, so for sure he's necha to what the guy is doing. So then benkach benkach truma to truma. In this case, the fact that afterwards the guy said, well, you could have taken some high quality beer. I mean, that was bishum kisufa hudiyava. That he was just doing that because, I mean, it's an embarrassing situation. That the guy goes ahead, he used my stuff. Technically speaking, I know it wasn't good. I mean, what right did he have to take it? I didn't tell him he could have that. But now he feels like a little uneasy. I mean, you know, the woman is over here. So he says, well, you know, could have taken something better, but which is fine. He may be even masking to give it to him now, as Rashi points out. But that doesn't mean he was willing in the beginning. So it was stolen in the beginning. You want to remake the Kedusha, it's another issue. But you cannot assume that the Kedusha that you made was a Kedusha in any way. Hamekadesh Bechelko. You have a Kohen who now takes his piece that was given to him of one of the Korbanas, whether it's Kachem Kachem, let's say maybe it was a Korban Chatas, or Kachem Kalim, where you might have thought that if it's Kachem Kalim, so then for sure he has rights to it, because after all he could feed that to his family. Kachikachim, he can only eat himself. But even so, enam akudeshet, it's not his as his money. It's his to eat. If someone was bekadesh with ma'aser sheni, so then ben shogeg, ben mezit, lo kidesh, divi Rebbe Meir. We'll see in the Gemara what the difference is, ben shogeg and mezit. But remember that Rebbe Meir's shita is that ma'aser sheni is considered to be mamon gavoa. It's like hegdash, it's kind of hegdash. and therefore doesn't belong to you. It's yours rights to eat, that's all. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, b'shogeg lo kidesh, which is strange, why not? If they didn't realize that it was, the Gemara is going to ask why, what would be the problem? But b'mezid kidesh, there's no problem, b'mezid. How about the hegdesh? Does it matter if it's b'mezid or b'shogeg? Yes. The hegdesh, if you took hegdesh money, and b'mezid you gave it to a woman, so then by doing it b'mezid, you were motziat l'chulin, and therefore, it would be a good kedushin. But if it was b'shogeg, not divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, it's just the opposite. If you're motzi b'shogeg, then it's yotzei l'chulin. B'mezid lo kedesh, and again in the Gemara, we'll see where they get this from. But one thing seems clear, says the Gemara, that the Mishnah is saying that kachim kalim is not yours to be megadish anisha. And that seems to run counter to the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Neima matnitin de lok Rabbi Yossi Aglili. De Tanya. We learn out in the parsha that talks about needing to make a shvua on kvirat mamon, and rather needing to pay and bring an usher when you made a kvirat mamon shvua, and then you admit that it was a lie and you really did owe the money and so on. So there, for some reason, instead of saying umal amal v'kichesh b'amito, it says umal amal b'ashem v'kichesh b'amito. So why b'ashem? It was not mi'ila, it was kichesh b'amito. Ah, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili, rather, is medayek, that the b'ashem comes to tell me that even if what that guy had was already kachim kalim, so he had a korban, and he had set it aside as his korban shlami, and you go ahead and you stole it, and then he gave it to you to hold, or whatever the case was, so then you deny it. So normally you don't make a shvu on kachim, because it's only b'amito. But the b'ashem comes to tell me that kachim kalim is also called b'amito. And that's the meaning of that extra word. L'rabot kachim kalim, shem mamono, divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And you hear the Gemara saying, if you use kachim kalim, it's not mamono, and you cannot be mekadesh anisha. So is the Mishnah then clearly not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili? No, it says the Gemara, of course not. Afila tamer Rabbi Yossi Aglili. You're mixing up two situations over here. Kikom Rabbi Yossi Aglili. All that Rabbi Yossi Aglili is saying is that when you own a korban, when it's alive, that mumminess that you have in it, the fact that it's your korban, is considered to be ba'amito. But once that korban was brought as a korban, and now it's li'ach ha'shchita, and now you're eating the meat of this korban, it's not yours. Maybe counterintuitively. My taima, because kikazachu mishulchan gavoa kazachu. At that point, it's given to you to share with God, so to speak. So you brought the korban, and now you're eating it from the shulchan of Hegdesh. So you are a participant in this meal with the mekabel hakorban kivayachol. And at that point, even Rabbi Yehuda Aglili is made that it's definitely not yours, despite the fact that the korban is kachim kalim. And by the way, clearly that's what the Mishnah is talking about, the ekonami, because it doesn't say mekadesh bekachim kalim. It says mekadesh bechelko. Bechelko means in the part that is given to the baalim, or in the part that's given to the kohen, which was the part that's given to him to eat. So mekadesh bechelko, if it's the kohen's chelik in kachim kalim, then it would be the chaz v'shok of the shlomim. If it's the baalim's, it would be the kachim. It would be, of course, the basar itself. Nonetheless, lo kidesh. Why? Because it's after the chalukah, where it's already shechted. Shema mina, then indeed that and only that is the case of which it's addressing. And we're not talking about an actual walking around live animal. We're over there in the Kinami, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Could very well be the mission would agree that you can be Mekadosh Anisha with the mominence value that you have in Kachim Kali. Tana Rabbana. Le'achar patirato she Rabbi Meir. After Rabbi Meir died, Amar lehem Rabbi Yehuda Talmidav. Rabbi Yehuda warned his Talmidim, I don't want any guys from Brisk coming to this yeshiva. Oh, you can't tell me they, Rabbi Meir Lakan. If they should contranim him, they just make problems. Everything has got to be very argumentative. Yeah. They go out of their way, not just to be argumentative. It's always one-upmanship with them. They have no interest in learning. They're just coming to show that they're better than everybody else. I don't want them here, please. So Dochak Sumchus. Sumchus pushes his way in. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. V'nichnas. He walks into the base of Medrash. He's got to get in. He's got something very important to say. Amar lahem, so he says, Kach shanali Rabbi Meir, ha-mekadish b'chalko, bein b'kachim kachim, bein b'kachim kalim, lo kidesh. Rabbi Yehuda was furious. Kras Rabbi Yehuda, let me say. Amar lahem, lo kach amati l'chamai katsumi tamir Rabbi Meir l'kan. You want a good example? Mipdei shekan chonimim, v'lo l'mot torayim ba'im. Did I tell you that? This guy pushes himself in. He's got a real emergency. I mean, it's a serious halakha lemaisa question. V'chi isha ba'azara. Explain to me. A guy walked over to a woman in the Azara to be. What is a woman doing in the Azara exactly? You're telling me Bain Bekatcha Kachim. I mean, so obviously you couldn't have gone out of the Azara to be Mekatcha. It would have been possible for Yaitse. It would have been worthless. So I could just see the scene. I mean, this is a serious question he's got. So serious. I mean, he had to push his way. Dachak him. It's like an emergency. This is real halakha lemaisa. These guys are not interested. They're just making problems. Now, why? Oh, that's the question. That's an interesting point. Rashi says, Rashi says an amazing thing. Rashi says, a woman doesn't have the right to walk into the Azara. She has to be in the Azarat Nashim. To which Tosfos says, what? We've never heard of such a thing. The Azarat Nashim is just called the Azarat Nashim because of the particular times it was used. But during, I mean, there's no difference between a man and a woman in terms of Knisah Azara. Where does Rashi get this from? The reason, Tosfos says, doesn't mean what's a woman doing in the Azara. It means, what would a woman be doing in the Azara to accept Kiddushin? She's there on business, basically. So she's bringing a carbon of some kind. And, I mean, it's a bizarrian to be Isaac in this, in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash, in public, where everybody's being Isaac in carbonas. And this is a romantic spot to be in a cottage in Isha.
It's not that.
Exactly.
Who cares?
They love it. Well, actually, you know, people pay a lot of money now for that kind of thing.
That's awesome.
The two of them can parachute out of a plane together, you know. So, but in any event, so therefore, this guy's crazy. He's not interested in knowing this halacha. Om Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said to himself, I can't allow this to pass. I mean, people are going to say, look, Yomru, Meir Shachav, Meir died. Yehuda Ka'as. Yehuda's just mad. He's not talking to anybody. Yossi, he just shut up. So we might as well give up. So therefore, I better respond, because this is really, I mean, what Rav Yehuda is saying is really not acceptable. So he pipes up and he says, Now, this, according to Tosfos, is very problematic. Because, I mean, the whole point that the Gemara seems to be making is, all right, fine, you're right, a woman can't be in the Azara. But what if she did go into the Azara? A man, and a woman couldn't have made a man as a shliach to be makabal kedushin. And a father maybe is there to be makabal kedushin. But it's according to Tosfos, you have to say, a woman wouldn't be there to be involved in kedushin. She would only be there for business. But what if she did push her way in to find the guy that she's been waiting to see, and she finally sees him? There he is, I've been waiting, there he is. I don't care what it is, I'm going to push my way in and give him an opportunity to be Mekadosh. That's how he's going to have to learn. You can see why we were interested in saying it the other.
Well, are we going to distinguish from Kachin Kali and Kachin?
Look, I'll be what?
Well, we all do,
no, we're not going to. We just explained why. That it's, we're going to get to the Psukim in a moment. So therefore, don't bring a riot. I mean, basically, the way the Achronim understand it, don't bring a riot that they're controlling from the fact that Tosfos pushes in to discuss this halacha. Because otherwise, it's a little bit funny. Rabbi Yehuda was discussing this halacha in the Mishnah. About, I mean, what do you mean? It's such a ridiculous question. I mean, so then why did you discuss it? Why, we'll see later on you discuss it. So, the pshat seems to be over here that don't tell me that their concern is for this halacha. So you have to push in because it's very nogea ala aloha. It's not nogea ala aloha. Obviously, the idea has to be defined, but come on, if I told you not to allow these guys in. So why is he pushing his way in for this, of all crazy things? He would have come in, he would have said something that was practical, something that was meaningful, okay. But this is just so theoretical that it's clear that the guy's trying to make a point of some kind. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mikudeshet. Rabbi Yossi Omer Eina Mekudeshet. So indeed, we find the Machlokas, what would be the din of the Chalek that you have in Kachim?
Is this a response to
an Abbot? No. This is another Maisa. Tanya. This is another Maisa. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi.
It's not that they came out...
No. This is a Brayta, unrelated. A Brayta is related to our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehuda says Mekudeshet. Rabbi Yossi says Eina Mekudeshet. Om Rabbi Yochanan. The truth is, There's both of them were learning it out of the same pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vezeh yelecha mikodesh hakodashim mina esh." Kol korbanam lachol minchatam lachol chatatam. So all of these things are given to the kohanim, and we're going through the Chof Dalet Matanot Kehudan Pinchas, and it lists mikodesh hakodashim mina esh. So when it says "zeh yelecha," Rav Yehuda says "lecha" means lecha v'lechol tzrachecha. It's being given to you. It's not being given to you to eat. It's actually yours. So why can't she use the Vilkash and Isha? Whereas Rabbi Yossi Sava, but that's why it says Mina Eish. It's comparing it to the Eish on the Mizbeach. So just like the Eish on the Mizbeach is the Achilat HaMizbeach, so this has been given to you, Mishulchan Gavoa is what it's saying. If the Mizbeach can only eat, the Mizbeach doesn't use it to be Mekadosh HaYisha, so then you too use it to eat, and that's what it's given to you. Ma Eish LeAchila, Afu Nami LeAchila, the coin is also being given these portions only for the purposes of eating. Amr Rav Yochanan said, Rav Yochanan, you should know that there was a vote on this. Nimnu, and we took a vote in Beis Din, and Gomru, and they actually determined that the halacha is, for sure, HaMekadosh B'chalko, B'mekadoshim Kodshim, B'mekadoshim Kalim, Lo Kiddush. It's not a good Kiddush. Whereas Rav says, I don't know, there was no such vote, and Rav Yehuda never agreed, and it's definitely still a machlokes, and Rav Yehuda's committed to his opinion that it is Kiddush. Om Rabbiya, well, Kabbalistic Rabbi Yochanan Mistabra, it sure seems to me that Rabbi Yehuda no longer is of that opinion, and that, I mean, either it was decided or he had Harata, but, I mean, it seems that it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda himself no longer holds that the din is that a Kohen can use it as his own chelek. The Tanya, in the Sifra itself, which, of course, was written by Rabbi Yehuda, this is what it says in the Braita. How do we know that Kohanim do not split the value of a portion of a mincha keneged of a portion of the zebach? So the Kohen can't say, okay, look, you know, I really am not very big on meat eating, so why don't you give me your mincha and I'll give you my meat from this carbon, right?
Swapping.
Yeah. You can't do that. Talmud Lomar. To another Kohen. The chol mincha. Because here it says, V'chol mincha asher te'afeh batanur. Now, the truth is that the posik lists all of the menachot. We're going to learn a different thing out of each stage. So the first stage is, V'chol mincha asher te'afeh batanur. The next stage is, V'chol na'aseh b'marcheshet. The next one is, V'yal ma'chavat. La'kohen ha'makriv ota lo tiyeh. It goes to the Kohen who is doing the akrava. And then, afterwards, it goes, V'chol mincha v'olav ha'shemen. So now, we darshan, each one of these things, concludes the pasuk, it's actually the next pasuk, okay? So that means it's got to be spread to everybody. Well, okay? I understand you can't switch a mincha for zevach. So every kohen has got to have a piece of the action when it comes to that mincha. Okay. Shalokamu takhtayim bedalut. But you know why that might be true? Because we never find, actually, a zevach possibly that would be switched for a mincha in terms of the carbon that you have to bring. In other words, you might go from a zevach to an oaf. You know, if you can't afford the behema, so sometimes you can bring it. We never say, if you can't afford the zevach, you can bring a mincha. Directly. I mean, so, but you could maybe switch a mincha for an oaf, because if you can't afford a zevach, you go down to an oaf, or if you can't afford the oaf, it's the same family, it takes its place. So maybe the same way the Torah allows you to take the place of an oaf in bedalut, so there are certain korban oil v'yored. Korban oil v'yored has three stages. So bedalut, a mincha takes the place of an oaf. So maybe you can indeed switch a mincha for an oaf. So how do we know in the era? But yechalkum minachot keneged ofot. Sharei kamo tachtei bedalut. Talmud lomar. Therefore, we include in that first pasuk after we say v'chol mincha asher te'afeh betanur. What's the second piece of the pasuk? V'chol na'asa b'marcheshet. And that too is referred to in the following pasuk with l'chol b'nei Aaron tiyeh shkiachiv. So that means v'chol na'asa b'marcheshet l'chol b'nei Aaron tiyeh shkiachiv. Okay. So you can't do that either. All right. Maybe the reason. Is because they're too different. I mean, one is vegetable and one is animal. Those are like very different kingdoms. So, Sha'alalo minei damim ve'alalo minei kemachim. Aval yechalku afot kineged zvachim. Maybe we could switch birds. For, I mean, some people like chicken and some people like the meat. So, same thing is true over here. Because at least halalo v'alalo minei damim. Ah, but that pasuk again continues b'marcheshet v'amachavat. And then adds l'chol b'nei Aaron t'yeh. So, and since obviously it can no longer be referring to mincha, because we already know about that, we'll use it with the imeno inyan to tell me what the din is. Legabe, the damim for damim too. Okay. But that makes sense. Lo yechoku afot kineged zvachim. That's because the way in which we're mater them is so different. Because one needs a knife and one needs a hand, a fingernail, right? So halalu ma'aseim biyad, v'halalu ma'aseim bikli. How about splitting one mincha for a different type of mincha, right? I mean, so yechoku v'nachot kineged menachot. I mean, so far, we've taken extremes. Mincha for zevach, ov for mincha, ov for zevach, okay. How about mincha for mincha? So Talmud Lomar, v'chol mincha v'lelav Hashemen, and therefore the next pasuk continues, any kind of mincha, l'chol b'nei Aaron, again, ish kachiv, no splitting. Lo, you might think, yochol lo yechoku machavat kineged marcheshet, u'marcheshet kineged machavat. You cannot switch one for the other type because they're so different. The, after all, the marcheshet is called marcheshet asim rechisha. So this is, it's a deep oil frying, which means what you put in there comes out very soft and bubbly. So that doesn't dry out, the oil doesn't dry out like a pancake at the bottom of a yeah, it's a, but I mean, okay, so matzah bride, can I get teglach? I mean, I understand these are different things. Some are ma'aseim kashim, some are ma'aseim rakim. I mean, but is there a disadvantage of being mechalik? A machavat kinegan a machavat, or macheshet kinegan macheshet? Different menachot. Ya'alolo v'alolo ma'aseim kashim, or alolo v'alolo ma'aseim rakim. Talmud lomar, therefore, v'chol mincha b'lolav Hashemen v'chareva. So that means that we now have all of these diyukim. So we start with the Afe Betanur, Naseh B'Macheshe, Machavat, B'lulav Hashem, and Chariva, five separate diyukim to tell me, L'chol B'nei Aaron T'yeh, and you can't split anything for anything. Ah, but these are all descriptions of Kachay Kadoshim, Minchas Kachay Kadoshim. So Yochol, Lo Yechalku B'Kodesh HaKadoshim, Abo Yechalku B'Kodeshim Kalim. Well, you'll note that when it says Ish Ke'achiv, the next pasuk is Imal Todah Yakrivenu. So Imal Todah is Kishem Shem Kolkim Kachim Kachim Kachem Kolkim, even with the Todah, which is Kachim Kalim. One second, we're getting it. We're still getting it. And why does it say Ish Ki Achiv? To tell me an Ish can be Cholek. And he's Cholek if he's an adult, even if he's a Baal Mum. But non Ish, meaning a Katan, ain't no Cholek. Even if he's a Tan. Now that's the end of the Braita. Okay, now let me ask you something. Stam Sifra money. Who wrote this Braita? This Braita is a Stam Sifra. We have a klal that a Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. And he is saying, Buka Omar, the Let Be Din Chalukah klal. Now what is he saying? He's saying, this is not something that can be used as yours for switching. There's no Chalukah. There's no way that you could take a piece, trade it for somebody's other piece. It is simply not yours to trade. And therefore, you obviously, if that's the case, you cannot use it to be Makadish and Isha either. And so because of that, it's clear that, I think Rabbi Yochanan is 100% right. Rabbi Yehuda no longer maintains that this is yours. Because if it was yours, why can't you buy a piece of Zevach? If you could buy a woman, you certainly should be able to buy a piece of Zevach for a piece of Mincha. Right? You're too sharp for me.
Rebbe, I don't get the lima.
Which lima? From the pasuk?
From all of this, how do we see that? What?
You see there's no chaluk?
Well, how do I see that? The chal b'nei Aaron t'yeh, it sounds to me like anyone can have it.
No, everyone has to have it. You can't say, okay, how about if you don't have that? And I'll take that from you.
Specific.
Every time, everybody has to have.
And it says it by each
No, but it seals the list. It's like the Parsha of Arayas, where it's the Nichrus of the Fashot. So here too, it seals after saying all of those five things. L'chol b'nei Aaron
l'shkiachiv. Only those who were present. I mean, specifically.
Whatever, however, that's the Mishmarot, that's the Mishpachot.
No, I don't understand why that doesn't mean, therefore, that any Kohen can have this.
It does mean any Kohen can have it, but it means that any Kohen can have it, and not that you could define that I'm going to take it away from you by giving you something else. It does mean any Kohen can have it. But what you're trying to say is, I don't want you to have that, I want that. I'll give you something else instead. No, he has to have that. Right? So meanwhile, it's telling you that there's no chalukah. Now, the Omar Rava says, okay, fine, you're very smart about it. You bring a raya from a Stam Sifra, and you're telling me that it's Rabbi Yehuda, clearly, like Rabbi Yochanan, and what, like Rava doesn't say? You're looking for a braita? You want me to bring you a braita by Rabbi Yehuda, just like Rav? Ukarav Milo Tanya? Says, we got a braita like Rav. Vatanya, Hatsnuim Moshkim et Yedehem, Vahagargaranim Cholkim. Now, what are you going to do with this? I mean, we know that the story over there was that during, up until the death of Shimon HaTzadik, everything functioned beautifully. So there was a bracha that was found in the Lechem HaPanim, so that any Kohen, no matter how tiny the piece was that he got, would fill him. And it was a roi for real achila. They would even leave over. After the death of Shimon HaTzadik, there wasn't enough to go around. There was never enough to go around. And it didn't fill you. So the tznuim, it said, were moshkim et yedehim. Because they said, look, it's not even derech eretz. I'll take a tiny piece. It won't give me anything. Better I'll leave my piece. And then it'll be eaten. Somebody wants to eat it, let them have at least the kezayit. So the tznuim were moshkim et yedehim. But the gagaranim, who were not tznuim, they have to have. So they're cholkim. No, so how could it be cholkim? So you see that you can buy a chalek, apparently. No, chokim means they grabbed. It doesn't mean they're chokim, that they were nice about it. It's ain't but in chaluka. So what it means is that he took even things that weren't his. That's chokim. Kirektani seifa. By the way, it says so. The Pharisee, the seifa over there. Maase be'achad shechatat chalko v'chalek chavero. There was this one Kohen who grabs his piece and the piece of the guy next to him. V'ayu korim eto ben chamtzan ad yom moto. From then on, they called him Mr. Grabby. Tosu says, well, what do you mean? You're saying that everybody used to grab, so why was he Mr. Grabby? I mean, so you're saying that Tzur Moshkas, yeah. So Tosu says, no, he grabbed a piece of the Gargaranim. The other guys only took the pieces that the Tznuim left over. So, you know, you start up with us, then you're the Chabtzin. And how do we know, says the Gemara, why did they call him Ben Chamtzan? Where since when is a Chamtzan a lushan of a grabber? I mean, Chamtzan, yes, but Chamtzan? Omar Rabba Bar Shila Maikra, what's the basis in the Pasuk for that nickname? Elohai Palteni Miyad Rasha, Michaf, and here is David Amel's use of that word, Mi'avel V'chometz. What is a chometz? A guy who doesn't do his matzahs right. We understand that a chometz is a guy like a chometz. Rabba Remiacha, Limdu Heitev, Dirshu Mishpat, Ashru Chamotz. Ashru Chamotz means go out and fight for the rights of those who have been abused and have had their things taken away from them. So we call them the Chamtzan, which is the opposite of justice and the search for justice. Maaseh b'chamesh nashim, Omer Rav Shmamina, v'matitin arba, v'nokit Rav b'yaday tlat. Shmamina mekadesh b'verot shvid mekodeshet. Shmamina akit shebegezel einu mekodeshet, afil begezel nida. Mimai, v'niktoni shalayem laita, v'shal shvi'it. Aita, so you see, dafka time of the shvi'it efkiru. Ha deshar shnei shavu alo. U'shmamina isha, naaseh shliach lechavrata, v'afil b'makom shenaaseh tlatzara. And what's the fourth thing, v'irach ma'i? Kiddush shem b'sur levia. So then why not v'nichshava? Because he wasn't sure. You're kidding. What's that supposed to mean? No, that's what he was saying. I'm like, wow. Kicha begezel, Yeah, that's talking about Gezel Dida. How can you say that? Midikdani Sefer. Oh, Shechatav Sela Mishala, Michla the Reisha, Begezel the Alma Askina. No, Perushiko Mefarish. Kitcha Begezel Bechamas Gneva. Ketzad. The same type of thing as Gagon Shechatav Sela Miyadav Kitcha Bo. The Amad Nitin was talking about Gezel Dida, nonetheless, Rav Sedenim Kudasha. Lokasha the Shadi Chadalo Shadi. Hayit Tadif Gamashi Karabi Mishich Lodamaya. Ata u gavra, chotav zuzi mechavre, vishadala. Omar la mikadish li, ata u gavra, lakami de rova. Omar late de chash, la de Rabbi Shimon, de omar stam gzela yush bailim havi. A ua risa de kadish bu muza de mashri, ata de shamche, I keep doing it, ata lakami de rova, omar le, manach lecha, vani mili be muza, vakisha, matzi omar, listen, ana shakli kisha, you go ahead, shakli at kisha. After all, kisha ki kisha. Ahusar say the kaddish befruma the shikra. Oh, tomorrow the shikra ashkech. I'm like, amaylo teitiv mehai harifa. It's a lot better beer. Oh, to the kami derav. I'm like, no, that doesn't mean anything. Lo amru kolach etzul yafot alanyan truma bilvad. The tanya keitz adam lutorim shalom idat truma tor truma. Harishi yorah the tov stecha verabalakat v'tirim toram shalom reshut. Im choshesh b'shub gezel in truma tor truma v'im lab truma tor truma u'mina ayin ayayodim. Im choshesh b'shub gezel in lab. Harishi bab alabaytu mitzao v'amar lo kolach etzul yafot. Im nimtzu yafot miyam truma tor truma v'im lab in truma tor truma. Hayu ha-ba'alim alaktim u'mozifim b'engach u'b'engach truma tor truma. Aval ha-chamishum kisuf u'diavad, ve'ina mekudeshet. Ha-mekadish b'chelko b'in b'kotshi kodashim, b'in b'kotshim kalim, ena mekudeshet. B'ma'as ha-sheni, b'in b'shogeg, b'in b'mozid lo kidesh, de Rabbi Beir, Rabbi Yudah omer b'shogeg lo kidesh, b'mezid kidesh. U'b'hegdesh, b'mezid kidesh, b'shogeg lo kidesh, de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yudah says just the opposite. B'shogeg kidesh, b'mezid lo kidesh. Name of Matitin, the local Yasek, the Lady Tanya, Umoal, Amoal, Bashem, the Rabot, even Kachim Kalim, Shane Mamononi, as some Kishfu, the Rabbi Yasek, Lily. Now, I feel that Tabir Yasek, Lily. Kikom Rabbi Yasek, Lily is talking about an animal, Mechaim, Abaleach, Shita, lo, my time up. Kikazoch, Mishulkan, Gavoa, Kazoch. They can have it turn because Bechelko, Ben Mikachikach, Bechachim Kalim, Lokidish, Shbamina. Turn around on a lap, Peter, Jeremy, Mir, Malam, Rabbi, Zamina. I can suit Tommy to Rabbi. Merlekan, b'vdei shekantronimim, v'lolol motoraim ba'im, v'lolol kapchenim v'alachotim ba'im. Tochak sumchus v'nichnas, amar lehem, kach shanalei Rabbi Meir, amakadesh b'chelko b'in kodshe kodashim, b'in kodshim kalim, lo kidesh kas, Rabbi Yiraliyam, amar lehem, lo kach amarti lechem, oi katsu tamir Rabbi Meir lekan, b'vdei shekantronimim, v'lolol motoraim ba'im, v'lolol kapchenim v'alachotim ba'im. V'chi isha ba'azara minayim, please, amar Rabbi Yossi. Oh man, Yomru, Meir Shachav, Yehuda Kahas, Yozi Shatak, Divrei Torah Mate Alem. Excuse me, V'chi Ein Adam Asui Lekabel Kedusha Lebito Bazara, Ein Isha Asuya Lasod Lashliach Lekabel Kedusha Bazara, V'yod, what about if Tachakam Nechad Asamai? Tani Rabbi Yenom Rima Kudeshet, Rabbi Yozi Yomer, Ein Rima Kudeshet, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Shneem Mikre Echad Dorshu. V'zei Yelach HaMikodesh HaKadashim Min HaEsh, Rabbi Yudah Sava Lachol Lachok Tzorachecha, Rabbi Yudah Sava Ke'esh. Ma'esh Lachila Fahinami Lachila, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Nimnu V'gamru, even Rabbi Yudah, HaMekadish B'chalko B'mekadish Kachu B'mekadish Kalim, Lo Kidesh. Whereas Rav Amar, Adayini Machloket, Om Rabbi, well, Kavat Rabbi Yochanan, Zabistava D'Tanya, Minayin Sheit Chokki Minachol K'neged Zvachim, Tam Lom V'chol Mincha Shetayafe B'tanur, Lachol B'nei Aron Tia, Yochol Lo Minachol K'neged Zvachim. Okay, that makes sense. Lo kama tachteim bedalut, ava yechakum minachot keneged afot. Shere komu tachteim bedalut, tamad loma, v'chol naase v'marcheshet, v'chol b'nei Aaron tiyah ishkechim. Yochol lo yechakum minachot keneged afot, shelolo mini domim, v'alolo mini kmachim. Ava yechakum afot keneged zvachim, shalolo v'alolo mini domim, tamad loma, al machavat v'chol b'nei Aaron. Yochol lo yechakum afot keneged zvachim, shelolo maasim biyad, v'alolo maasim bikli. Bekli aval yechakum minachot keneged minachot. Shalolu valolu maaseim biyad. Tamud lomar v'chol mincha lulav ha-shemen l'chol b'nei Aaron. Yochol yechakum machavat keneged machesh machesh keneged machavat. Shezo maaseim rakim v'zo maaseim kashim. Aval yechakum machavat keneged machavat u'machesh keneged machesh. Shalolu valolu maaseim kashim inami maaseim rakim. Tamud lomar v'chareva l'chol b'nei Aaron tiyah. And stamps it for a money rebuke. And it's clear, Karbalat Bedin Chaluka Klau, Shema Mina Rabbi Yochanan is right. Oh, my Rava, what? And Karav Milo Tanya, Vatanya Tzvim Moshchime Kedehem, Vahagar Garanim, Cholkim, you saw that word, Cholkim. Cholkim doesn't mean legally, it just means Chotvim. Kedektani Seifa, Maaseh Bechat Shechatav Chalko Vechelek Chaviro, Vayukorim Oto Ben Chamtsan, Ad Yom Moto. I'm a Rava Barav Shila Mikro, Elohai Palteni Miyad Rasha, Michaf Me'avil V'chometz, Rav Amram Yochanan, do a tev de Shubishpat, Ashru Chamot.